This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchim haba, and welcome everyone. We continue Mishnah Yoimis. We're learning Maseches Gittin, Perek Daled, Mishnah Chesen Tes Hamoitzias Ishto Mishem Eilanis. One who divorces his wife because she's an Eilanis. An Eilanis, a woman doesn't have the ability to reproduce. She doesn't even have a Rechem. Rabbi Yehuda Amar LaYachzer. He cannot take her back after he divorces her because we're concerned maybe she'll marry someone else, perhaps have children. And the Megarish will say, if I would have known that she could have children, I would never would have divorced her. And he only gave her the get on condition that she's an Eilanis. And if he made a mistake, so the get is batel, and the children are mamzerim. Therefore, the Chacham or Masakein, that son who divorces his wife because she's an Eilanis, cannot take her back. And this way, he divorces her definitively. The Chacham say he could take her back. The Gemara explains the Chachamim is Rav Meir, who holds that any Tanai that's not like the stipulation of Mnei Ruvain is not a Tanai. Meaning, the Tanai is not Kayam, unless it's doubled. Like that Tanai, the Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakein Legabe Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain, like it says, Im Ya'avru Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain Itchem Es Hayardein, V'nasatem Lohem Es Eretz Hagilad La'achuza. V'im Lo Ya'avru, meaning if they cross ahead first, then they'll get the Transjordan. If they don't cross, then they'll have to take possession of Eretz Yisrael proper. So according to a mayor, a Tanai has to be a Tanai Kafel. Therefore, when he divorces her, even though it's on condition, it's the Tanai is batel. It's an absolute get, and therefore he could take her back. Nisus la'acher, if the one he divorced because she's an honest married someone else, and he had children from the next person, and now she claims her ksuba from the first husband, because when he divorced her, she wasn't entitled to a ksuba, and Eilanis doesn't get a ksuba, but it turns out she obviously wasn't an Eilanis. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, we say to our lady, it's better for you to remain silent than to speak. Your silence is better than speaking. It's better that you remain silent and not claim the ksuba, because if you don't claim the ksuba, the husband will say, if I would have known that I need the ksuba, I would never have divorced her. So you're better off not claiming the ksuba. Mishnah Tes. Hamoicher es atzmei v'yazban of lagai. One who sells himself and his children to a Gentile. Ain't poidnas. We don't redeem him so as not to encourage him to continue to sell himself, relying on the fact that we will redeem him. Avo poidnas habanim. But we do redeem the children la'achar misnas avian, after the death of the father, so they don't get absorbed by the goyim. Hamoicher sadeo lagai. Someone who sells a field to a guy, v'chazer u'lekachu menu Yisrael. One who sells a field to a guy, and then a Jew buys the field. So a Jew sold the field to a guy, and the Yisrael then purchased the field from the guy. Haloi keach mevi bikurim. The buyer brings bikurim, because even though the fruits developed in the reshus of a guy, the buyer has to bring bikurim from them. Then they tikkun olam, because of rectifying the world. The Gemara explains like this. There are two separate tikkunos. First, the buyer has to bring bikurim midairaisa, because a guy, at first, a buyer who buys a field from a guy, has to bring bikurim midairaisa, because there's no kinyan for a guy in Eretz Yisrael to be mafgia from Meiser. But the Chachamim saw that many people sold their fields to Goyim, because they knew that the karka remains kadosh and they're not going to be punished. Therefore, the Chachamim were first masakin that if you buy from a guy, you don't bring bikurim, so that people should know that the karka is being downgraded and they'll refrain from selling it to a guy. But then they saw that there are those who are forced to sell their fields, and because the Chachamim were masakin that it loses its kedusha, it caused the field to remain in the hands of goyim, because they thought that the kedusha was paka, and therefore they weren't careful to redeem it. Therefore, the chachamim were choizer, and they established it al din Torah that someone who buys from a goy has to be mevi bikurim, so it does not get stuck, so the field does not remain among goyim. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.